You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hello, everyone. This is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast coming to season two. And no better way to start season two than with our very first guest and the very first guest from season one, Ms. Megan Jacket.
Hello.
How are you?
I can't believe you let me come back after the first season.
Oh, you're coming back all seasons, girl.
In perpetuity.
That's right. So for those of you who maybe don't remember, let me reintroduce her. She is the VP of Sales for Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group, as well as Board of Directors for the Wisconsin Realtors Association. So excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast the first time. When I saw the time constraints for today, I was like, okay, talk fast, but don't talk so fast that people can't understand you.
100%. There's like that.
It's a problem.
There's that fine line.
Yeah,
definite it is. Fine line.
Yeah. I love the intro music, by the way.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Good. It's good stuff. So we are so excited to be here at Civic Media. Always On Point podcast is joining forces with Civic Media, and we are really excited to be on here Sundays, 10 a.m. every Sunday. So you'll have to continue to follow us, listen in, as well as on all the podcast channels that we've been on prior to. So without further ado, Megan, I want to hop right in. We are doing this show based on Wisconsin's market, mortgage markets, financing market, real estate markets.
Absolutely.
All things housing.
Let's do it. I mean, and I appreciate so much the fact that I get to sit here with you too, because anybody who has had a chance to sit down and talk with you about mortgage not only knows your passion for it, but they understand the depth of your knowledge.
Oh,
so
thank
you. Super excited to be able to sit here and talk the things that I love to talk about, which is housing.
Right.
Total nerd alert. And get to sit here and talk with you about mortgage so that we can all learn more too.
I love it. I could talk shop all day.
Same.
Every day.
Same.
So without further ado, so this is just, you guys, so exciting to me. I said, I finally, this big mouth of mine paid off, and now here we are joining forces with radio. So, I mean, how much better could it be, right?
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about I want to start with your side of things,
yes.
right? And with the housing market, because that is the top of everyone's mind right now. And obviously the buzzword around media, buzzword everywhere, no matter what part of the nation you're in, is housing. And so
almost every conversation when people find out that I'm in real estate goes to, how's the market?
Yeah.
And it's such a complicated question to answer, because it all depends where you are.
Right.
And so I want everyone, I want the audience to understand that the spot that I'm coming from is not specific to any area of Wisconsin. I'm based out of Northeast Wisconsin, but my territory runs from Iron Mountain, Michigan down to Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
And it gives me a better idea of really what all consumers are going through and all realtors are going through and what the different markets that we're seeing. So I think right now the large part of the conversations we have is about affordability. Affordability comes down to where you come in with interest rates.
Yeah.
And how has affordability looked over the last several years, and how is affordability currently in Wisconsin? Affordability really allows us to open up our doors for employment, for relocation. It's a much bigger conversation, and remaining a quote unquote affordable market allows our economic development in each of our communities to thrive too.
100%. And just coming off of, I was at a conference this last week, which I know you know about, but I was at a conference this week in New Orleans with a lot of loan officers from across the country. And in some areas where things are not as affordable as they are in Wisconsin.
Right.
And it's just really neat to be able to hear and see that. But you're so right, because so many people are navigating to Wisconsin, in all parts of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. because the affordability is there.
Absolutely.
So I think having you here today to really understand that in depth is going to be huge for our audience.
And I think understanding that affordability is a relative term too.
Very relative.
Right?
Yeah.
We are maintaining Midwest affordable. I would say that. And I would say from the stance of nationally, Wisconsin continues to be an affordable market.
It is.
But again, when you look at that's comparing yourself to large metropolitan areas, coastal cities, we continue to remain affordable, which is fantastic for honestly for our workforce and for our communities as well.
Really, it really is and keeps it so strong,
right?
And
absolutely.
Keeps everybody here and in that thriving market and that thriving environment.
Correct. And when we have to align that really directly with what interest rates are too from an affordability standpoint. So, you know, not to dive into your world, because it's not a world that I can speak to, but we're looking at interest rates roughly 6.5 to 7% right now still. And I'm giving a very broad number, but when you look at kind of the what the average is right now, that plays into people's affordability completely.
And absolutely. It's crazy just what's changed in the last couple months.
Right.
Last
absolutely.
Couple weeks.
But that directly affects affordability though.
Absolutely.
Every time that interest rate ticks up or ticks down just a little bit, but it hasn't made that great big nudge down, it's really, really tightening up what our affordability is. And currently Wisconsin, as a whole, we don't have awesome affordability right now, given maybe where we were a couple of years ago.
Right. 100%. And I think the audience would agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people in our market would understand that they're feeling that pinch.
Right. It can be a challenging for buyers, and that's where the education piece comes in. Educating yourself with your realtor, educating yourself with your mortgage broker on what really truly is affordable for you and what's affordable now versus what may be affordable long-term too. And that's a big picture conversation that you have to make sure you're getting educated on that too. And we're seeing different affordabilities depending on the market you're in too.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. So what would you say is, and this is kind of putting you on the spot,
but you're fine.
The most affordable market in our area?
I would say our area and the whole state of Wisconsin, that really is tough to nail down because it all depends what you want.
Right.
Right. People will sacrifice based on the location. And I live in Northeast Wisconsin, in Neenah, Wisconsin, because it was affordable for my family. And it's where I wanted our daughter to grow up. That was really important for me for her to be in the school district that she was in and to be surrounded by a lot of family and have that support. So you have to look at, it's definitely not a black and white. It's a lot of gray on what makes it affordable for you. And what are you willing to sacrifice for that affordability? And I think, too, as we see these interest rates not have a lot of change, that also will in the long term affect housing prices.
Right.
We are seeing and I'm completely going off script at this point. Not that I had much of one to begin with.
That's okay. Off script is great.
but we look at housing prices in 2024. And then we looked at the growth of 2024 from 2023, from 2022. And we're seeing this double digit growth year over year over year.
Right.
And what we've created is a really unsustainable market. So here's some really positive news. And I want to make sure that we're keeping this a little light and bright while also maintaining it as an educational piece.
100%.
As that growth of a year over year has slowed down a lot. So we're not seeing a 15 to 20% increase in home prices anymore. We're seeing more so along that 5 to 7% increase in home prices.
But wouldn't you agree that that's the better place to be?
It is. That's what's considered a healthy market. A 5%
20%
growth,
year over year is not healthy, sustainable.
It's not sustainable. I mean, I think that people are sitting on a lot of equity in their homes right now. And I think we come back to equity in every single one of our conversations, Chris, and I'm pretty sure of that. but we look at, for the last 3 months, we've seen a 5% growth in the median price, which means that for the last 3 months, our market is like, hey, Wisconsin, we're stabilizing here. Hey, sellers, we're not going to get 15 to 20% more than you would have gotten for your house last year. Sellers have to be really, very realistic about what they're getting. But buyers now don't have to worry about like, okay, well, last year that home sold for $300,000. Now I have to worry about paying $330,000 or $360,000 or $380,000 for that home.
I agree. And with all the loans that we're working on right now, and with all the purchases that we do, I would say now is the time where I have seen an uptick. And I'm grateful for our buyer side of it, right? Because buyers are starting to being able to negotiate a little bit. They're getting an inspection. Yes. Not all, but some. You know, some are able to to negotiate in those things. They've kind of said to the sellers, like, listen, Mr. Seller Man, I want to buy your house, but I'm not willing to give you just everything and anything you want for it. I need you to meet me.
Right.
I need you to meet me halfway a little bit.
Right. And if we can continue to use Mr. Seller Man as the
absolutely, as Mr. Seller Man.
Mr. Seller Man. And I think the other good news we have is that inventory is also continuing to grow.
Yes.
And that has been, aside from interest rates, inventory has been a big buzzword because we've been so tight with our inventory.
It's been tough.
Yep. And as those interest rates slowly tick down, we're giving sellers a little bit of space. If you owned your home for more than a year, you have equity in your home. Interest rates, as they stabilize and tick down a little bit, are giving buyers confidence to say, okay, I know what I now need to be able to move forward as a purchase, as a purchaser, to be a homeowner or to move into my next home too.
Right. And it's so many sellers have said, oh, I'm not moving because my interest rate is so low. Right?
Right.
So when they were up over the last year, 2 years, that made it really tough for them to want to sell.
Right.
Now rates are coming down.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden sellers like, okay, maybe now I can take this equity and buy the new house that I want to buy. And it's not as huge of a hit.
Exactly.
Because I'm not, you know, that interest rate isn't as low as it was. Mm-hmm. So that's really bringing sellers into the market, which then again, like you said, helps inventory a lot.
Right.
New construction too. There's still a lot of new construction out there that's helping.
There's a lot of new construction going on in Wisconsin right now. And I love to see that because I think that builders heard what we have been yelling from the mountaintops, from the state to our local levels of our realtors associations, is that we need affordable housing. And by affordable housing, we are talking about our police officers, our firefighters, our teachers, our nurses, where we're having a hard time recruiting to this area when housing and that price point isn't available. And builders have made this possible for us to be able to do that. And they've been working with us really, really, really well.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
And it sounds like that's going to continue into 2026.
Yeah.
With the builder permits that are being pulled.
Absolutely. Yes, you're correct. One of the things I found really fascinating is that our rural areas, particularly the north portion of Wisconsin, as we've seen a huge growth year over year, not just from supply, but also from sales, we're up 12 and 13% in those categories, like double digits
that's
in the north.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. So there is a drive.
There
to get into
is.
The Northwoods a little bit.
Absolutely.
And those markets are growing.
I had a great conversation yesterday with our offices from Pembine and Iron Mountain.
Yeah.
And then we're filming this in the middle of September. And this is really when their market is really, really picking up. And they aren't having houses sit on the market. And these are often cash offers, secondary homes.
Right.
But I think that also speaks to the fact that that market doesn't really slow down either. And people are finding more and more appeal. And that's where, again, part of the conversation went lent to yesterday is that a lot of people felt this necessity during COVID to buy a second home.
Because
like, we can't vacation here. We can't go there. Let's buy a cottage. Let's buy a cabin. And now 4 or 5 years into it, they're not using it.
And they're hitting the market.
So now they're like, let's get rid of this.
Yes.
You know, like, and we look how much equity we have in this now. And it's giving other people opportunities to own waterfront properties as well, too.
I agree. Let's hold on that topic. I want to come back to that because that second home and coming on the market and the lot less use than what they thought is a huge topic. So we'll be right back with more Always On Point with Megan Jacket.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Two, one, two, three.
And welcome back to Always On Point Podcast with Kristen Ambos. I am here with Megan Jackett, VP from Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group Sales in Wisconsin, as well as the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Hey.
Board of Directors.
Thank you.
Thank you again for being with us today and going
Absolutely.
Through all of the information that we have in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're going to get into some fun stuff for this little section here.
Absolutely.
Right,
this segment's going to bring some good stuff, you guys.
Right.
Federal Reserve, Second Home Talk, all the good stuff.
All the fun stuff about the feds.
Yes.
All the fun stuff. I think because I believe that we all feel we're really, really understanding what's happening here with when they talk about federal pressure. Federal Reserves. We talk about points and interest rates. And I think everything ends up kind of in one big soup bowl.
100%.
And I think this is a good time to have a bigger discussion about expectations versus reality.
Yes.
What's been released, the jobs report, and really how that's rolled out and how this is affecting your industry and my industry,
yes.
Between mortgage and real estate.
Right. I jokingly say, obviously, the reality is back about 20 years ago, we used to watch the price of oil.
Yes.
And if the oil pricing was dropping, mm-hmm. rates were coming down. And now all of a sudden, it's the jobs report.
Right.
The jobs report comes down, then pricing goes down. And that's what we really saw in the last couple of weeks with the shakeup in the market and, you know, talking about the Federal Reserve and those types of things. So one of the things just to go right into the mm-hmm. Federal Reserve, and we'll circle back to the second homes piece, is the Federal Reserve has now had pressure on them massively.
Massive pressure, yes.
Both from the current administration mm-hmm. and I mean, I think that goes without saying at this
right.
point.
But this isn't the first time they've received this kind of pressure, though,
right.
either.
No. And so we've got that pressure. And then on top of it, we've got the jobs report that came out that, you know, trying to hold steady came in very low. Mm-hmm. And with that, the Federal Reserve is kind of now backed into a corner where they're pretty much forced
right.
to, you know, show up.
Right.
And to show up in what?
Lower rates.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And I think that's where some of the concern came in was we look at, you know, at Chair Jerome Powell, is that there's the concerns with that is kind of this cause and effect is that it could cause inflation to rise again, too.
Right.
So, you know, it's are we in a no-win situation? Or do you feel that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that it's not a freight train?
Yeah. You know, honestly, you could go either way with it. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say that is because we know, you know, in a really good positive impact, rates come down, people put their houses on the market, people have more option to buy. But on the double-edged sword of that, rates come down mm-hmm. nationally. And now I know this isn't statewide, but nationally, you've got over 500,000 people that were put out of the market because rates being high mm-hmm. that are now going to come back in.
You said 500,000.
Over 500,000 yeah. applicants.
It's a staggering number.
It is. That came out of the market, had pre-approvals done, and they've been sitting on those pre-approvals for, you know, over 12 months.
Yep, because they got priced out of the market.
They got priced out of the market.
Which brings us right back to the growth of our market here
right.
In Wisconsin, when we're seeing a steady growth of about 5% statewide.
Yes.
That gives buyers hope.
Yes, 100%. So, and then again, the sellers, like you said, okay, second homes, you know, people aren't using them as much. They've got some equity into them. They've held right. on to them for a few years. They've got that equity. They turn around, they sell them, right? So that helps mm-hmm. the inventory. We've got new building to help the inventory. So those are all really good things. And then we've got rates dropping, bringing more people in, potentially more people from out of the state coming in because of the affordability.
Exactly.
So we've got
either primary or secondary homes. Right.
right.
Yeah. And, you know, and I don't ever want anybody ever losing sight of the fact that homeownership directly impacts economic impact of your community. It's like I'm going to keep saying that over and over,
over
and over again.
And over again.
That when you tend to spend money where you live, and that is the economic vitality of your communities.
Without a doubt. Not only that, when you have homeownership, you have strength.
Mm-hmm.
People typically take better care of their properties.
Yes.
You know, versus being renters. It's just a solid fact. You and I are both landlords.
Yes.
We've seen the good and the not so good side of landlording.
Right. Right.
You know, there's a really good sign of that. But then you also have a lot of rental people now that are landlords, I will say, or investors mm-hmm. that are also saying, you know what, I'm going to sell my house now. And you've got a price point
right.
where first time home buyers come in to buy those. So that's adding a layer too.
It is. It is. And I think this is where, you know, as a real estate professional, that we talk with a lot of investors about what their best move is right now, because a lot of investors are saying, like, I've been priced out of the market.
Yeah.
I can't, because my rent doesn't make sense, which brings us right back to homeownership.
Yes.
As the primary homeowner, not right. the landlord. You know, I can see both sides of the coin with this is yep. that it is it becoming more affordable for landlords to buy homes a little bit. Yes. The rent is going to start making a little more sense if they're taking out a mortgage on it.
Right.
But this, you know, a lot of this is that it's making it more affordable for people who want to buy a home to live in that home. It's giving them options and abilities to do this too.
Could not agree more. With that being said, and right before we have to go to another break here, what's your quick take on using a real estate agent to buy and sell?
My hot take.
Hot take.
My hot take is work with a real estate professional. We get you from start to finish. And I think people look at the start and the finish and they forget about everything in between there. And this is where, when you hire somebody, interview them, ask them the right questions. If you don't know what questions to ask them, reach out to me. I have a whole list.
It's that centerpiece,
it is.
You guys, that is everything
yeah.
about getting your home purchase or sale to the finish line.
Absolutely.
Completely agree. We'll be right back with Megan Jacket. Welcome back to Always On Point Podcast with Kristen Ambos. We are excited to be here in the Civic Media Studios today. Megan Jacket with Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group and the Wisconsin Realtors Association is still in studio with us and will be coming back. And in the interim, we have also added Dawn Quate, who is a full-service real estate agent here in Northeast Wisconsin, also with Coldwell Banker Real Estate Group. And thought it was so important to bring Dawn in today because so many people out there, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
I don't need a real estate agent. I can buy on my own. I can sell on my own. This is easy.
Yeah.
Megan and I just finished up that segment with it's the everything in between the A to Z, right?
Yeah.
It's more than writing an offer.
Yeah.
It's more than putting a sign in the yard.
Yeah.
It's more than a listing contract.
Yeah.
Tell us why you think it's so important, Dawn. I know there's a million reasons why you think it's so important, but
I know.
I think it's important for the audience to really understand why a real estate agent is worth their weight in gold times 10.
Well, and I think it's not the fault of the consumer, right? It's not the fault yeah. of the seller and the buyer because they only do this transaction maybe five times in their lifetime.
Right.
They don't understand the weight of a contract.
Right.
They don't understand the liability that might be there if they don't know something.
Right.
So I think it's important that we educate our buyers and sellers and take them through a process from beginning to end, setting
yes.
the expectations, right?
Yes.
Getting them ready for this is what we're going to do. Here's the steps in the process. Here's how we're going to list your house. If you're working with a buyer, here's the steps that we're going to go through. It's not just opening the doors to a home.
Right.
It's so much more than
so
that.
So much more than that. And if I'm a consumer and I'm writing, I'm like, Dawn, I love this house. I want to write a contract.
Mm-hmm.
That is a legally binding contract.
Yeah.
And you know what happens is a lot of consumers out there, and this goes out to everybody in radio land and as well as the podcast land and just consumers in general. This is a national. Then they'll say, well, Kristen, you can probably just help me write that offer, can't you? And my answer is always going to be no. I am not a licensed real estate agent. Yeah. When you say you can buy for sale by owner, you're saying I can do it all on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Not, hey, my loan officer will write my offer for me.
That's right.
You're saying you can write it on your own. And if you don't feel comfortable being able to write it on your own, then it's so important to have a licensed agent doing that for you. They're licensed for a reason. They have to go through all the credentials. And mostly because I can't say it enough, this industry can be a very litigious industry. Mm-hmm. You don't want to take that on.
No.
You don't want to take that on, no. You know? And you might have, I've seen deals go so perfect when a buyer and seller come together on a for sale by owner, and then one thing happens, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden buyer and seller aren't talking anymore.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
And the agent is the one that keeps that together. It keeps the negotiating together, and it keeps it business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for
this
sure.
is an emotional situation
for sure.
when you're looking and when you're writing and when you're doing things with a lot of money.
Right.
This is a lot of money.
Right.
And like you said, and you mentioned, you only do this a couple times in a lifetime. Most people. There are some people out there where you're the one percenters that do this 16 times a year.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
For most people. So when you're going through that contract, take us through the different steps of that and what that looks like to a consumer that maybe they don't understand to ask you and why they should understand.
For sure. So I'll go back kind of off my background. When I graduated college, I went into IT.
Yep.
And I remember my first week and there were all these terms and I went, I have no idea what anybody's talking about right now. I'm just going to shake my head, nod and look cute.
Yeah.
And then eventually
really
learn.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Same. Ditto. But it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
Right. They talk about it all the time, whether it's IP addresses or whatever it is. It's the same thing in real estate.
Yep.
If you're buying a home, your agent should help educate you on what is the earnest money. Well, if I don't like the house or something's wrong with it, can I just back out and get my earnest money back? Oh boy, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Right?
Super loaded question.
Super loaded question. As well as, oh, a home inspection happens. That's my out.
Yep.
Is it not true?
Is it your out? Right?
No, right? Like, I think my favorite term that I use a lot is, it depends.
Yeah. It depends.
It depends, right? And that's what an agent is there for. Agents are trained. Agents go to continuing education classes.
Yep.
We work on contracts all the time. We are buried in our programs where those contracts exist.
Yeah.
As well as the contracts are updated on a continuous basis. When those words change in a contract,
right,
it can hold a whole different meaning. Like we just went through a small change in one of our addendums.
Yes.
And that small change is a big deal.
Yeah.
And can be a big deal.
Can be understood different ways.
For sure.
So the way you understand it is so important.
For sure.
It can't be ambiguous.
No, there's no such thing, right? Like ambiguous language is not contract language. So there's always that. One of the things with having an agent is they are holding your hand.
Right.
From beginning to end. They know the market. They know maybe what it takes to get your home sold. They know what it takes to get your offer accepted.
Right.
They're working on the same team as everyone else. I'm working with the title company. I'm working with the lender, the home inspector, everybody, right? The city, any programs. Like I have one right now with its NeighborWorks.
NeighborWorks,
program.
Yeah. NeighborWorks local.
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. But it's an extra layer that, boy, you have to know your stuff.
You most certainly need to know your stuff if you've never worked with, you know, NeighborWorks. Great, great program. But again, like you said, it's like working with a lender that doesn't know, you know, says they're a VA expert and only does 2 VA in their entire career. It's just a different animal. You have to know that product. You have to know and understand. One of the things I want to ask you too, because it's the other part I hear. Well, Kristen, I'm just going to go to the listing agent because then I can get a better deal than if I have my own buyer's agent. I can just, they'll give me a better deal because of that.
True or false? For sure. Let's talk about what that deal is.
Yeah.
By the way, Kristen, who is that listing agent working for?
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're
working for the seller. That's right. They have to hold the seller's best interests because that's their client.
Right.
It's not their customer. They have duties that they owe to that client that go above and beyond just like, get me a deal.
Right. And as a buyer's agent, now if I hire you, if I'm going out looking at houses and I hire Dawn, I'm like, Dawn Quaid, you be my buyer's agent. Who are you working for?
The buyer.
Who do you have interest at heart?
The buyer's interest.
Right.
Right. I'm negotiating. And that's...
On behalf of that buyer.
On behalf of the buyer. We're all on the same team, right?
Yep.
You know, the season is football season, right? Like you, yep. have, you have the offense and defense.
Yep.
As a buyer's agent or as a listing agent, we're kind of all on the same team, but we owe duties to different parties based off of our contracts. And right. we have to follow that contract. And those buyers should know before they walk in a home what that representation is. And if they don't know, shame on me.
Right.
As their agent.
I'll agree with that.
For sure.
Right.
Shame on me. But also too, let's like slow down to go fast. We as agents get so busy in yeah. the one after another mm-hmm. that we have to realize that that buyer's interests are super important and that buyer needs to feel that we are there for them.
Yeah.
And that we have their back. And by slowing down and really working through, like, do you understand what this means as a buyer's agent?
Right.
Let's not talk about money.
Right.
Let's talk about the duties that I owe you. Let's talk about what's in your best interest. Is maybe now not the right time to buy?
That's what I love about you. So if anyone follow Dawn on her social media, I love it because she picks questions out of these little cups. But you're giving real yeah. answers.
Yeah.
It depends. Is now the right time to buy? It might feel like the right time to buy, but then you get out there and you're looking at the houses and those houses aren't meeting your needs.
Yeah.
Is that mean it's the right time to buy? Maybe not.
Maybe not. And mm-hmm. maybe it's time to save up a little money.
Yes.
Maybe it's time to just kind of wait and see. Let's go take a look. Right? There's yep. no problem. There's no harm and no foul in looking.
Yep.
But it might not be the right time to buy.
Right.
And that's okay. It's going to be okay. And it might not be the right time to sell. I've had instances with sellers where we're not ready.
Right.
I know you want me to come and give you a value, but if a buyer walks through your home, we're not ready. That hole in the ceiling, we're not closing.
Yeah. Right? Thank you. And that's so, so, so important. And in off air, we were just discussing how I had a client that, you know, wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And did not, you know, worked with a limited company, not a full service. Yeah. And that limited company did not do their due diligence, right? Because they're limited services. Yeah. Yeah. And my buyer is going into closing that week. We are cleared to close. And we found out that the seller did not have enough money to come to the table.
Ouch.
Now, had they worked with
the seller, you said the seller
actually had to come to money to closing
in a seller's market.
In a seller's market.
How do they know?
Well, as a listing agent, am I right or wrong? Should uh-huh. have had a proceeds.
You should have had a net proceed sheet
up mm-hmm. front.
Up front.
And mm-hmm. now you are a listing and a buyer's agent, so yeah. you've done this in
yeah.
two separate ways.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. And now my buyer Ouch. Is out an appraisal. Got his earnest money back because the
yeah.
seller couldn't come to the yeah. table. So that was a different situation. Yep. But they're packed. They're ready to go. And the week of closing, this doesn't close because the seller, the listing agent didn't do their job on behalf. And again, this is what I'm going to say. Full service mm-hmm. versus limited mm-hmm. service versus mm-hmm. your own service.
Yeah. We're because, not an a la carte. You can't choose menu options right. as a full service agent. It's from beginning to end, no matter what the issue is, good, bad, or ugly, we're going to have those hard discussions. If I'm walking through and doing a market analysis and I get through the net proceeds sheet and I see a negative number instead of positive, I'm more than willing to have that conversation. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
This job isn't easy.
No.
I don't know. I haven't met a real estate agent in this last, for sure, this last couple of years, but in my entire, there might have been some years that were easier than others. Yeah. But all in all, it's a tough industry.
Yeah.
And there's a lot that goes into it and a lot on the line. So that's why it is so important to work with, and I'll say it again, a full service agent that goes through every step of that process, because one tiny little thing that would have been done up front for that seller would have changed the complete trajectory for all of us.
Well, and interview your agent.
Yeah.
As a buyer or seller, 100%. You have the right to interview your agent, ask them questions.
Yeah.
Right? What you see on the internet, don't believe at all.
Yeah. I say, you know, on the lending side, I'm an advocate and a believer for getting that second opinion.
Yeah.
I'll be your second opinion all day long.
Yeah.
Also get a second opinion for your agent.
Yeah.
right? Interview your agents, because some you will learn by doing that. Some are, you know, more in depth. Mm-hmm. Some cover more. Some understand more. And it's too big of a process to not know all of that going into it, right? And having that trust built up front, I think.
For sure. Yep.
And having that, the relationship.
Yeah.
You got to have a good relationship emotions. With somebody, right?
And the emotions. I don't have as many emotions tied into it as someone else. I can be that kind of neutral third party that you want.
Yeah. And looking at some things objectively.
Exactly.
Instead of going right in. So, no. Well, we have to take a quick break. We're here with Dawn Quate. We're going to bring Meg and Jack back in this last piece, and we'll all talk real estate together. So we'll be right back with you. It's like a vision of love.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey everyone, Kristen Ambos with Always On Point, back with both Dawn Quate and Megan Jacket. So excited to have you both in house here for our very first episode on season two for the Always On Point podcast, partnered with Civic Media. So excited. We're talking about how important it is to work with a full service agent in this industry, in this market, all the time.
Absolutely.
All the time.
I'm just looking down the row of the three of us, and it's a little humorous. It's like SNL gone awry.
It really is. And I'm
sideways.
It's fun when they just give the radio to a bunch of amateurs, right?
We're gonna speak for yourself.
We're gonna turn pro.
We're gonna turn pro. In the mirror.
That's right. All right, ladies. So just kind of getting back into the market here. What are your predictions for this next 6 months?
Oh.
On the spot.
I think we both made that sound.
You know, and when I look at it, I always take my view from that 30,000 foot view from the whole state of Wisconsin. And I see different markets reacting differently over the next 12 months. I see our northernmost markets being really, really fruitful right now. Mm-hmm. And our southern markets like Lake Geneva and even the outskirts of Madison and Milwaukee being a really strong market, but not having the growth in that region that we're going to see in Northeast Wisconsin. The Green Bay and Appleton will continue to see growth. We tend to have this bubble around us between Appleton and Green Bay from the market stance. We stay consistent with growth. We stay consistent as either a balanced market or a seller's market for the vast majority. We haven't seen a buyer's market for a very, very, very long time here. We don't see the big fluctuations here. Where we do see that in the southern part of the state, which also tends to follow suit with Chicago, our larger areas and the coastal cities, where we see markets react much more strongly there.
Completely agree. And I'll even go back all the way to 2008 and 10. Yes, we did have a little bit of a downturn in that housing bubble at that point, but we recovered fast and a lot more quickly, if you will, from the rest of the nation, because we just weren't hit as hard.
Right, we did. And, you know, I was living in a small rural town when the market really turned upside down. We had just bought a home there a couple of years prior, and I had asked, I was not in real estate at the time, and had asked my realtor to do a market analysis for us. And she came back with the pricing, and I thought, I wonder if she figured out what her house looks like. because it was considerably less than what we had bought it for just a couple of years prior. And that market was slower to recover. Our rural markets were slower to recover, and they still are. You know, you're not going to pay the same price in Pembine as you are going to pay in Green Bay or Appleton. And you're not going to pay the same price in Appleton that you're going to pay in Lake Geneva for a house. It's, again, it's all relative.
It is all relative. I completely agree with you.
But those markets tend to be slower to have a downfall, but they're also unfortunately slower to recover too.
Yep. I would agree with that. I would agree. Dawn, what do you think's happening in the next 6 months?
Oh man. This year has been like watching a little Pac-Man game, right? Like he kind of goes to this corner and that corner and you're going over here and you're going over there. And it's literally like, what is the price point?
Right.
Right. And buyers, I keep using the word finicky. Buyers are educated, right? They're also finicky. They will wait for the right property and they'll pay the right price for the right property. But trying to determine that as an agent when you're listing a home can be a little bit tricky as well. So letting the seller know the data. So the data is just kind of steady. I feel like we're steady. Some price points are normal, right? Where you list it and you get 7 to 10 showings and it's been a week and you're kind of just waiting to see. And the buyers are there.
Yeah.
They're just not quite ready because they might have 3 or 4 others that they're looking at, which is a little bit unusual at times. We're also, it's very seasonal. So I think that's the, if you talk about like, what does the next 6 months look like in Wisconsin? There's a season to every market. And each market, just like Megan was saying, like northern markets have their season and southern markets have a boom. And so I like to buy in the winter, Kristen. Do you want to know why?
Because competition isn't as fierce.
That's right.
Yes, because you like moving in the snow.
No.
I have only ever moved in the winter because of a competition.
Because, it's a lot less competition. And now, you guys, I can't.
And winter isn't just snow. Just by the way, like the housing market in Wisconsin, winter is not just snow.
Yep.
It starts around the holidays.
Yes. It 100% agree. And right now, this is a time where, you guys, rates were a point and a half higher than they are right now last year. So now we have lower interest rates. We have more inventory. We're going into a quote unquote slower market. If I'm a buyer or if I've been out and I want to get back in, I'm getting in right now. Now is the time. Now is when I'm calling my real estate agent. Now is when I'm interviewing, getting him pre-approved. And I'm saying that realistically, it is looking at what the last 12 months brought us or 18 months and where we're at now. I don't know if there's been a better time to get in and start looking than in this fall and winter market.
I would have to agree, especially given the market the last 5 years. If we take, you know, we always talked about like 2020, 2021 being the exception. Really, it's been 2020 up until this year that has been the exception.
I agree.
We're looking at like 2019 and previous for the market, for really what a realistic real estate market has been. And if you haven't, as a consumer, been in that market, you're coming in now more educated. And I love that Dawn touched on that.
Yes.
I love how educated our consumers are. Mm-hmm. But I also love that, as being a member of the Wisconsin Realtors Association on the board there, and also being able to be part of a very large Coldwell Banker franchise too, that we are able to give our consumers the education pieces that they need, so that when they're coming into it, they know the questions to ask. They know how to hire the right agent.
It's
super important.
That's such a great way to leave this first episode, ladies. I'm so excited. You guys, that's what we're here for. We're here in this hour to educate you on all things real estate, market-driven, mortgage, and we're excited to spend that time with you on Sundays, 10 to 11 a.m. Thank you, Dawn Quate, Megan Jackett. My name is Kristen Ambos. Thank you for joining us for Always On Point.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.